Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at tomhartman.com.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice. Believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Donald Trump, the Drumpf, yesterday sent out an email to his millions of followers and donors. Yes, I'm on the email list. And it said the headline was Democrats Cave. Right? I believe that Trump or the Republicans set up this government shutdown with the very specific goal of framing it as Democrats care more about, quote, illegal immigrants, end quote, than they do about you, basically. That was the message that they put out. And the Trump campaign put together a television commercial, which was embedded into the email I got yesterday from Trump and the day before yesterday from Trump that went to millions of people that the media is pretty much not reporting on. It's like if it happens on the internet, it seems like television doesn't pay attention to it or something. I don't get it because this is huge. Where the Republicans set this thing up, I mean, the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. They can shut it down. They can unshut it down, right, as I pointed out yesterday. And the Democrats could have said, instead of saying, oh, well, okay, we'll work out a deal, they could have said, come on, guys, you know, pull the nuclear option for one day and pass your damn legislation. You don't need us. We don't run the place. Which, by the way, is the sales pitch that the Republicans used back in 2013. So, you know, among others. So the messaging on this thing was masterful on the part of the Republicans. Of course, they've got, you know, a billionaire donor class and a whole bunch of think tanks and a whole bunch of, you know, I mean, they have literally hundreds of people who are paid millions of dollars to make all these things work, essentially, to figure out how to message, to figure out how to get the American people cranked up, to figure out how to anger people. So anyhow, the bottom line of what happened is that Schumer and the Democrats, the so-called moderate Democrats, said, okay, we will trust Mitch McConnell that in 3 weeks he will hold a vote, a discussion, a debate, and a vote on DACA. Now, that doesn't mean that Paul Ryan will do the same. They have no commitment from the House of Representatives. And Ryan has been running under the so-called Hastert rule, with the Ryan modification to it, I guess. The Hastert rule was the speaker does not even bring to the floor for a vote anything that does not have more than 50% support within the Republican caucus. Now, that has been amped up to the point where it's now the speaker, Paul Ryan, will not bring something to the floor for a vote. See, he has the power to absolutely block anything. He won't bring it to the floor for a vote unless it could just be passed with Republican votes. And, you know, DACA, probably not. So, you know, so that's kind of the downside. The upside is that 9 million children who were losing their health insurance, and it was becoming a serious crisis nationwide, just got their health insurance reinstated for the next 6 years. Now, that's a big deal. 9 million kids, all of them citizens, 9 million kids got their health insurance, and the Democrats get to fight this fight again in 3 weeks. So, you know, if I'm Chuck Schumer, I'm calling that a victory. Or Claire McCaskill or any of the, you know, the so-called moderate Democrats who worked on this thing. But on the other hand, if you went into battle, as Schumer did, as the Democrats did, saying, we're willing to shut the government down over your unwillingness, Republicans, to do something about the Dreamers, then you have to fight that battle all the way to the end. Even when the Republicans start rolling out ads, as they did in district after district against vulnerable Democrat after vulnerable Democrat. And they're not, by the way, they're not going to stop with these damn ads just because you caved in, Democrats. They're running these ads saying, well, you know, so-and-so, Tammy Duckworth prefers illegal aliens to Americans, or some other kind of BS like that. I mean, the Republicans and their billionaire patron class have no problem just flat out lying to you or framing issues in a way that are so deceptive that even average Americans who are just like, you know, only sort of paying attention to the news completely misunderstand what's going on, which is what the Republicans want. So what do you think? I'm just broadly curious. I see this as something that, frankly, I think the Democratic Party should have gamed out in a little more detail. They should have known what the Republican attack was going to be, and they should have neutralized that attack before it even started. They should have said something like, this has nothing to do with immigration, this has to do with children. This is just our extension of our concern for all life. There's a number of ways to frame this thing, making it about kids rather than making it about immigrants, that I think would work. And in fact, are the reason principally why over 90% of Americans are in support of DACA. Although the Republicans now have 3 weeks to start tearing that support apart. So we'll see where it goes. I ended the show yesterday with my story about Louise's hedgehog, or groundhog, or whatever he was, when we lived in Vermont in her garden, and how when she called the state animal control guy, he said, well, you can catch him with a have-a-heart trap and drop him in the forest someplace, but he will die. That's not his ecosystem. It's not where he grew up. It's not where he was born. It's not the area that he knows. He doesn't know where the food is. He doesn't know where he can hibernate. And if there's a good spot to hibernate, odds are somebody else already has it. The ecological niches are already filled everywhere else. So when you take a groundhog out of your garden and you put it out in the forest, it will die. The same thing typically happens when people relocate squirrels out of their attics and things. They end up in some other squirrel's territory and then they die. Taking people, you know, we're mammals too. Taking people who have never known another country and dumping them into that country without any kind of support system, without family, without friends, without a job, without a place to live, nothing. Just dumping them in some foreign country where in many cases they don't even speak the language is not only a tragedy and a disaster, but it is going to cause some people to die. For the same reasons that the groundhog dies. I mean, they're gonna look the wrong way at some drug gang guy, not even realizing that that's who it is, or they're not, you know, I mean, just, excuse me, the cultural ecosystem, the whole thing. And that could have been part of the Republican messaging, or the Democratic messaging, too. Meanwhile, another big piece of the news is that Donald Trump is putting tariffs on solar panels. Now, those of you who know my my thoughts on tariffs know that I'm all in favor of tariffs. I am a fan of tariffs. The problem is these tariffs go away after 4 years. What company in its right mind in the United States is going to invest millions and millions of dollars in a factory to build solar cells where the tariff is protecting them? That's a good thing for the first year or two or three, but by the fourth year, they have no protection at all, and they're back competing with the, you know, dumped Chinese goods. It ain't gonna happen. It's like a self-sabotaging thing. It's like throwing a bone to the base. Well, mostly what it is it's kneecapping the solar industry. I mean, I think he's doing this for the big oil guys. So is Chuck Schumer a political genius or a dolt? We discuss that today on the program. Plus, weighing in on the issue, the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox. A lot in our program today. Check it out. The commercial-free podcasts are available at TomHartmann.com. And, of course, clips from the show on YouTube and here on Facebook.